How's it feel, man? How's it feel to make this roster?
It feels great. You know, that's what we've been working for since I came here in May. You know, just had that dream, and it kept working every day. And I'm just completely honored to make this team and be a part of the Chiefs. So I'm just excited to get this going now.
Is there a part in camp where you said, I got this?
No, never. You know, we just kind of always look next game and the next week and just next practice. You just want to make all your kicks. And I know that, you know, the coaches will make the right decision or whatever they think is best for the team. And I'm just really glad to be a part of it.
Were you sweating it out on prep day, man? How'd you find out that you made the team?
Well, I didn't get a call in the morning, so I knew that at least wasn't something bad. But I just was confused what's going to happen. And then after the deadline, then I got a call saying I made a team, and that was just the best call that I've ever gotten.
Did you go somewhere to try and clear your mind, or were you in your park? Like, what did you do that day?
I went to church, actually, yeah, and just thanked the Lord for the opportunity and what He's blessed me with, and just kind of got it off my mind.
Did that help you kind of say, you know, kind of regardless, no matter what, you know, I'll be fine? Did that kind of use your mind a little bit, or were you still worried?
I was very relaxed. I was just watching some football, you know, talking to some family throughout the process. And then after, you know, I found out that I finally made it, and just again talking to the family, and then and so that's always eases my mind and puts me in a good mood. And so I couldn't wait to get here to start my first practice, you know, with this team, the final team. So now it's all excitement.
What in your mind did you think? I guess you never have it made, but what in your mind? I mean, you hit that 44-yarder at Carolina, kind of answered Ryan's 54-yarder.
Uh-huh.
I mean, was there a moment that you really felt like, I got this?
There was never a moment I felt like, I have to win this job. No, like, until that phone call Saturday, I didn't really think that it was my job. So I'm just really honored and blessed to get this opportunity and just to keep working to win some games.
Kicking's a precarious job. As a rookie, I mean, how do you deal with the pressures and the expectations and there's going to be some failures?
Right, and it's part of the job, and I actually feel that, so going to my first NFL game, the first preseason game, I felt that I was less nervous than I was when I played in college. And I thought to myself, why? And then I just feel like it's because I've done it so many times, and now working with professional guys with a great holder and a great snapper and a great coaching staff, you know, just gives you that confidence that you belong here. So it's just all about your kicks and every rep. I just think about, you know, just I know that Dust is going to put the ball down and I have to just kick the ball like I normally do. So there's no added pressure that I think about.
What'd you learn from Ryan?
Well, not only he's a great dude, and I felt like I became close friends with him. Learning, having that great friendship here, it just kind of made the process easy. I didn't think about, you know, are these guys gonna like me or not, and also thought he, you know, he's a good professional and a great kicker, so he taught me things to, you know, like routines in the game day, kind of how to read the wind here in Arrowhead and other places that we played, so it was a great experience to have him here, and then I'm gonna miss him, you know, having that kind of friend and kicker to look up to.
I'm sorry. In your journey here from Brazil to Florida to New Orleans to Kansas City, at what point did you actually start to think about, I want to be an NFL kicker?
Oh, ever since I started kicking a ball, I knew I was going to be a kicker in my high school, and then I went out and bought a Madden game for my Xbox, and that's how I learned the rules. And seeing all those kickers, you know, I was like, that's awesome. I want to, you know, one day get there, and I just kept working to get a scholarship, and I remember guys like Mike Nugent and Mason Crosby that I used to play in that game, and I played against them in preseason, so I mean that was cool. So that's pretty much what you work for. You want to achieve that dream, and it's I'm very grateful there.
So it was when you got to St. Augustine that when you started kicking, and then that's when you started to go.
That's when I started to learn about football, and obviously you want to watch the best, so you want to watch the NFL, watch what those guys do, and I mean I want to do that. I want to, you know, be as good as those guys.
Based on your friendship with Ryan, the time you spent during training camp with him, what kind of words of advice did he offer you?
He's always, you know, he he told me I'm a good kid, and I'll keep doing that, and that'll take you a long ways in this business and whatever I do. And then also that he let me know that, you know, the way that I was kicking in mini camp and in training camp and preseason, though, that he said it's ways that veterans kick. So he said I was kicking like a veteran, making my kicks consistent. So he said, man, you belong in here, if it's in this team or another team, just know that you're a great kicker. So I mean, to learn that and hear that from a guy like him meant a lot. And again, I'm just thankful that he was really nice to me and was very helpful in this process.
You get a chance to chat with him before he left?
I did. Yeah, I talked to him later that day, and it was we pretty much said the same thing. We felt like we got pretty close to each other, and it was never an unhealthy competition or relationship. So we just wish each other the best, and I knew that he was, he's gonna get picked up and still have a long career, and he, just wished the best of me. So
is this big news in San Paulo?
Yeah, everyone's freaking out.
Is that where do you have any family here?
No. All my family's in Brazil, and so when I step on the field, I'll be the first Brazilian to ever play in the NFL. So that's something that, I mean, people love down there. Football's growing a lot in Brazil, so I'm just great to be represent my country and be a part of it.
That ain't got too far ahead, but the trip to Miami, I guess you got to start looking for some tickets for good people, huh?
Yeah, and I like to think of one game at a time, right. But I do want to bring my family down here or up to the U.S. and watch a game. So that'll be a cool experience to bring them in and play in Miami.
Okay, thanks, guys.